I want to sing this song again, but I just want everyone to know we could chazer this over what the words mean. The one who said the words is King David, David HaMelech. David HaMelech says, Tefila le'oni. We're just going to translate simple meaning so that when we sing it, it's actually a tefila. It's not just singing a song. We're actually asking Hashem and davening, and it's such beautiful, beautiful words. David HaMelech, all of Tehillim is beautiful. And it says, they say that David HaMelech, when he wrote Tehillim, the prophecy of Tehillim was he had in mind every situation where he was able to, because David HaMelech Yisrael chai v'kayam. David HaMelech is alive and well, and there's a spirit of David HaMelech that exists within every Jew, Mashiach. Every one of us has a nekuda, has a Mashiach inside of him. The Geula has Geula. And they say that every little trial and tribulation, any pain, any difficulty that the Jewish people will ever go through as a klal, as a nation, and as an individual, you could find in Tehillim. You could find that in David HaMelech and what he wrote, which is true. Many times when a person goes through difficult times, you open up a Tehillim. When a person has wonderful times, you open up Tehillim. And you thank Hashem. So the words here are tefila le'ani. It's a prayer for an afflicted person, right? Tefila le'ani, when I'm afflicted, when I'm in pain, when I'm hurting, when I need something, I'm an ani. Ani doesn't mean that you don't have money. There are a lot of people who have money who are still, maybe they could be on him. They're poor, right? I don't like the word poor and rich because we assume that it means money. It's nothing to do with, right, tefillah, right? That's why we say financially wealthy. Tefillah le'ani ki yatov, yatov, different pshatim. Really, it just means that I'm weak. I'm like done. I'm a little bit wiped out from my challenges, from what I've been through. Just have to give a welcome, not that he needs a welcome. This is his home. He's built this yeshiva together. For those who don't know him, get to know him. For those who do know him, I don't have to say anything more. It's an honor, a coveted, incredible coveted, an honor to have from the builders of this yeshiva for many years, the tzaddik himself, Yehuda Notice is back in the house. Sadik, Mamish. Oh, love it. Love it that you're here. So tefillah la'ani. The tefillah, it's for we need, we're weak. I'm weak, Hashem. Lefnei Hashem yishpach sicho. I want to, oh my goodness, what's going on today? What's going on over there? You can't just do that. I'm mic'd up, so we got to be careful what we say. Oh my gosh. Oh, come. Wow. Okay. Whew. Phew. See, what do you need when you're afflicted and you have pain and you're suffering and it's difficult? Welcome back. When a person is, you have holy, oh, sorry, okay, good, I'll take that also, sure. You have holy yidden. Wow. Holy yidden. Lefnei Hashem yishpoch sicho, to talk to Hashem. That's what it says. Pour yourself. Talk to Hashem. Ask Him. Ask Him to help you with your weakness, that you could be strong. Help. Hashem could do anything for us. Hashem, shima tfilasi, shomea. Listen to my cry. Listen to what I need from you, Hashem. Vishavasi, also my cry. Elecha tavo. Let my cry come to you. I need you to listen to me. I'm weak. I'm struggling. I'm going through a difficult time, whatever it might be. Al taster panecha mimeni. Don't turn away from me. Biyom tzarli. Don't turn away from me when things are difficult. And that alone, just to ask Hashem, tefillah la'ani, it's for when we're going through difficult times. That's what it's about. So let's do it again, Avi. Thank you. Tefillah. Go. Sorry. Adonai. Hashem, oh, I can't even describe when Natanael, when you walked in, saying it's odd. You guys don't know. I can't. Too much. It's not. It's mi shaloi ra. The Gemara says mi shaloi ra simchas beis hashoeva. Right back in the day when they used to have in the beis hamigdash simchas beis hashoeva, says loy ra simcha miyama. You can't imagine what that is. You can't imagine. Sometimes we talk and we talk. But when you see something, you can't describe it, right? Seeing a picture is worth a thousand words, right? You're going to describe. So why am I saying that? Mishaloi ra natanel mammon, mamish on a trip in Poland, in a context of looking out for another fellow Yid, to watch, and anyone who was there knows what I'm talking about. There are people that all of us have tremendous strengths, and when someone is living their them, I don't know if that works, but you know what I mean. When you're living your nekudo, right? It's like when you listen or watch, it's not like listening on Spotify to Avi Friedler to listen to his song. That's like, that's great. No, it's great. It's incredible. I do it myself. But when you watch, when you watch a person doing, like, it's not like, oh, it's a great song alive. It's not doing justice. You watch Avi like on the guitar and just he's whatever. I don't have that. Can't explain. Correct. That's true. The pshat is. What's the pshat? It's not a compliment. It's literally like watching a fish. If you ever did scuba diving or snorkeling, and you see like a beautiful fish, just what's the fish doing? Or you look and you see the sunset and you see a bird. What's the bird doing? He's just doing a bird. That's all he's doing. What's he doing? It becomes so simple. When you see Mishaloi Ra Natanel Mammon being there for another Jew, being there for his friend, and with ease, he would carry and make it look so for someone, for the regular guy who's not that, To watch him just be there for his friend in the most humbling way. I'm not talking about his steiging Torah. That's like we said yesterday. That's just a Kiddush Hashem. It's just watching that. So Natanael, we miss you. We love you. And amazing to see you. Mamash Natanael. Amazing. Okay, I got to combine. I'm going to combine, because I must say this pshat that one of the holy chevra made up today on the spot. Again, Mamish made it up like how good, like he just whatever, just greatness in a second. We were just talking about Avram Avinu. And we were just saying, just a simple, and I'll tie it in a little bit to what I want to share today. Just a marathon versus a sprint. In life, the challenge sometimes happens when you're falling behind. The tzaddikim tell us, we know, it's tzaddik, sheva yipol tzaddik v'kam. We know that when you're running a sprint is, if I'm running, right, I don't know what they do anymore in the Olympics, 50-yard dash, right, 100-meter, right? So you slip, and the first thing, you're done. You're done. It's over. You're done. When you're running a marathon, so you slip in the beginning, you could still win the marathon. What's the big deal? You take a break, right? What's the big deal? That's life. The tzaddikim tell us, and I'm quoting, and we'll get to the pshat in a second. The pshat's like this. The tzaddikim tell us, I'm reading from the Helig Tzaddik, right? The holy tzaddik, Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, in his Helig Beis. I'm just reading an excerpt from what he says. And I want to explain a little bit. He's quoting from Likutei Maran. He's quoting from Rav Nachman. I'm just going to quote a little bit from him and just share a little bit today. Maybe we'll some question comments on it because it's so important. He says, "Hare hu noyged is klali abriya v'zegam aim v'shoyrish l'rov hakishlonot v'anefilos b'avodos ha'adam l'boro." That what? When a person always wants to be up and he doesn't want to make any mistakes, what do they say? Don't strive for perfection, strive for excellence. Nobody's going to be perfect. You're not going to be perfect. Some people are more perfectionist than others. You're not going to be perfect. But you strive for excellence. You strive for greatness. You strive for greatness. Part of striving for greatness is there's nighttime and there's daytime. That's reality. There's winter and there's summer. There's spring and fall. There are good days, there are bad days. When you're sprinting, you can't have a bad day. When you have one shot at it, you can't have a bad day. But when you live, and that's why it's called Arichas Yamim. The reason it's called Arichas Yamim, a long life, is that your days are long days. V'avram bab bayamim is the pshat that every day has a different, right? They say, I actually heard this. I remember, I think B'Shmoish, who we were just talking about, Rabbi Feiner, I think I heard this in his name, big tzaddik, Rabbi Feiner, mamish, a Talmud Chacham, a tzaddik, from the Gedolim, from a mamish, a big, big person. And he said that you start off your morning. It is perfect. The Bamish fits the whole thing. It's like ridiculous. The Abe, he's going to know what I'm talking about because this is Abe's shop, by the way. Abe Plotz, because it's old. It's old shop. Old shop. It's his shop. Ready for this? Watch this. I didn't even plan this. Bamish, you see how Hashem runs the world. By the way, remind me, when you and I saw a shot right after we learned the Gra. I learned the Gra. Me and Svi Kovel, we learned the Gra. And it's right in the pshat. He said he was talking about Mirma. We'll have to do it tomorrow. That's what he was talking about. I was like, oh my gosh, crazy. We were just starting up pshat. No shaykh is that. I reminded it already. I just said it. That's all. I'm good. It's already done. Thank you. So Abe, I was just saying Min HaShamayim, but thank you. The Min HaShamayim is that because Rabbi Feiner says in the morning, what do? You make a coffee. Make a coffee. So when you go to Starbucks, it's got to be perfect. Coffee's got to be perfect every time. But when you make a coffee in yeshiva, you make your own coffee. Sometimes it's a little bit too much milk, sometimes a little bit less, sometimes a little bit more sugar. You're not going to get that perfect coffee. Once in a while, you get that perfect coffee. And what do you do before you drink that coffee in the morning? You say, Shakol Nia Bedvaro. Because some days it's going to be a little bit more bitter. Some days it's going to be a little bit more sweet. Some days it's going to be a little bit hotter. Sometimes it's going to be a little colder. Sometimes a little, yeah, good. It's okay. We'll talk, yeah. Yeah. Good. Some days, Ruven Yoina. Guys, Ruven Yoina. Come on. Why? Come on. Yeah, exactly. I mean, what, your brother stood up. Yeah, what? You remind me. Exactly. What are Ruven Yoina? What did he just say? What did Ruven Yonah, of course, what's Ruven Yonah always thinking? He's thinking Torah, he's thinking Hashem. What did Ruven Yonah just ask? Because I said sugar is sometimes sweeter. So Reuven Yon is like, oh, sugar before coffee. So what's the answer? So let me just tell you. So I said, so Eina Chanami, for a guy, right, for Reuven Yon, I could paskin. He can't have sugar before them. I'll tell you what's the shot. They say it used to be that people used to go to the mikveh. They used to go to the mikveh and then go daven. Go to the mikveh, go daven. And they said, it was a joke that I heard many, many years ago when I was your age. You said, go to the mikveh. The mikvehs used to be, you read stories about the Ribnitz Rebbe. You used to go back in the day. I know my grandfather told me. My grandfather used to say, my grandfather, not so far off. I'm a grandfather already. I'm saying my grandfather used to tell me they used to walk, his feet were bloody from they'd walk in the snow. They'd walk in their feet when they'd go in the mikveh outside, whatever it was. So when you if you put your foot, skin sticks to the ice and it would peel off and they'd bleed, they'd go to the mikveh. Exactly, correct, good face, I agree. Correct, it's true, it's crazy. So they say it'd be freezing when they went to the mikveh, and they would warm up at davening. Because they'd be freezing by the mikveh. You come davening, oh, haydul Hashem, right? And you daven, you warm up. That was the thing. Nowadays they say you go to a boiling mikveh and you cool off during davening. Okay, but chas v'shalom, we're all beautiful. So why was I saying, what does that have to do with Reuven Yonah? What does that have to do with Reuven Yonah? For him, he doesn't need sugar in his coffee before davening. He's a Zisa sweet. He doesn't need sugar. The coffee needs, yeah. Exactly. Hey, sweet. What does he need sugar? I need sugar. Because when you're, right, he gives the sugar. He gives the sugar. If you don't have it, you can't give it. You have it. So you can't have sugar before davening. Everybody else can have sugar before davening. Yeah. We'll talk. Okay, yeah. Okay, so back to the pshat. How we get there? I love it, right? Well, I don't know how we got there. It's all your fault, Abe. It's all Abe's shot. Marathon Abe. What's the pshat? So in life, zok the tzaddik, says the tzaddik. Why? Listen to what he says. It's so incredible. We have to learn from the tzaddikim. This tzaddik, by the way, just said, you know, it's not that we want to hear this. And I'm saying it's not the pshat that he lived a life. And Baruch Hashem, he's still alive. To live a life, an easygoing, relaxed life. He's a tzaddik who's known, for me, met him over 30 years ago. He's a tzaddik in Yerushalayim. It's a different level tzaddik, a person who probably never saw anything bad in his life, no shaychus to anything, who's kulay kadosh, and had a difficult life. And he's teaching us how to live our life. Avram Avinu teaches us how to live our life. Yitzchak Avinu, the Avos, the Tzadikim, they say, where else am I going to learn how to live my life? When you live life as a marathon, and you live life, and you know that there's going to be ups and downs. I know that I have a few months now in yeshiva, 6 months, however long you have till Pesach. And I could pace myself. And I can go ahead and I could say, you know what? If I had a tough day. What is the Yetzer Hara going to do when you have a tough day and a bad day? What is the main thing the Yetzer Hara does to you? What does he do? What's the main thing that the Yetzer Hara wants to do? He wants to beat you up. You do what a person does in Aveira. What does he want to do? He wants to beat you up. Said, you did an Aveira. You're a lowlife. You're a nothing. No Shefa. No, nothing. You're a this. And he comes in a frum way. The Yetzer Hara always comes very, very frum. He brings rayas. He brings rayas why you're a oisvarf, why you're a nobody. And he brings a raya, frum rayas. You're mevatel Torah and you looked at this and you saw this and you did this and you're a faker and you had one day. That's the worst because you have a great day on Sunday and then you have a terrible day on Monday. So then you end up erasing Sunday. Why do you end up erasing Sunday? Because you're like, I thought I was good to go on Sunday, but I see that I'm actually the big fat Baltaiva that I thought I missed on Sunday, but I'm really this Monday, so now you erase Sunday. Monday. That doesn't even exist. And then Tuesday becomes like, oh gosh, now I'm a confused guy. So by the time your week's over, you're like, wrecked. From what? From the Yetzirah getting in your head. As I've said, one of my favorite lines, it's harder to get out of your head than it is to get out of bed. The reason people don't get out of bed has nothing to do, exceptions, there are always exceptions to the rule. The reason you don't get up early, myself included, anytime we don't get up early, anytime we're not getting up, has nothing to do with your physical state. Of course, it's harder when you don't get a good night's sleep. But don't blame it on, I need my beauty sleep. Okay, it's good to get a good sleep, 100%. Whatever you got to do, melatonin, whatever you got to do. Whatever. No, well, you said whatever. You know what I mean. Whatever you got to do. You got to get a good night's sleep. Get a good night's sleep. Very, very important. Very important. For real. For real. The tzaddikim tell us. Tzaddikim tells you you need a good night's sleep. We're not at the Madrega to be sitting with our... We're not on Reuven Yoina's Madrega to sit at... good one. To be sitting with our feet in cold water. Right? You guys know. You know the rugged shover. The rugged shover... You know he had long hair. Did you guys know that? The rugged shover had long hair. You didn't know that. You know why he had long hair? He had long hair. He didn't want to get it. For real. He had long hair. He probably had a ponytail somehow. Put it under his yarmulke if you see pictures. He had a ponytail. There's a picture of the rugged shover. Famous picture. I think this is definitely that famous picture. Yeah. Listen to why he didn't get a haircut. Yeah, I know you want to look up the image already. Listen to why. Good. It's a look at a tzaddik. No, but I want you to hear the story. The reason he didn't get a haircut is because he didn't want to take off his yarmulke, so he'll stop learning. They say when he'd go in the bathroom, he would scream. They'd hear him scream. Go, ah! He'd be like, everything okay? Everything okay? No, because he'd have to force himself to not think in learning. His brain was so connected to Hashem. Don't try this at home, anybody, okay? If I hear anyone scream. So why am I saying that? They say he used to tie, it was him, he used to tie his head. I don't know if that's what they say. Is that what they say? No, he said he would tie his hair to the wall so that when he would doze off, it would pull him back. Like the Netziv, they say the Netziv I heard, would sit with his... It was cold in Volozhin, wherever he was. The Netziv used to sit with cold water. Why did I get into this? Because we're talking about Reuven Yonah. That's why. How did I get into this? Someone bring me back. Route me back. That's why. I have no idea how I routed. I have no idea how we got off on this route. Oh, because Yetzirah. But what does that have to do with the... Okay, let's just get back. I don't remember.
When you erase Sunday with Monday.
Sleeping.
Good. Oh, getting out of your head. Thank you. Sleeping. So you're getting out of your head. So you got to sleep. That's where we got. Because it was your fault, Reuven Yonah. It was all about the tzaddikim. Who didn't go to sleep because they're making sure they stay up to learn, but for us we need to get a good night's sleep. So why is it so hard to get out of bed? There is laziness. We all have laziness. Everybody's lazy. Everyone's very lazy, and it's hard to get out of bed because I want to stay in bed. It's more geschmack in your bed than to get out. But it's more that you're in your head. It's more you don't want to face something. There's something bothering you. There's something that you're not excited about. I always tell people if you're sleeping late, don't beat yourself up for sleeping late. Challenge yourself to say, what can I do that would motivate me to get up? What incentive shot? You need an incentive. That's cute also. That's nice. We like incentives are cute. We encourage mitoch shalaylish mabalish. That's great. But you want it to come from you. Like the natural thing is to want to face your day. The natural thing is I want to face my day. Is it difficult to face my day? Yes. But we don't want it to be, you don't want it to be that it's so difficult. Now, part of that, as Abe, this is the pshat, that Avram Avinu, listen to this, it says, Lech Lecha, let me ask you a question. Why couldn't it just be that Avram has to leave his, this is what me and Abe were talking about this morning. Why can't it be that Avram Avinu just was told to leave his city? Go from Muncie to Lakewood. You lived in Muncie, go to Lakewood. That's difficult. That's a tough transition. Or go from, right, go leave your home. Leave your home and go to a foster home. Get yourself new parents. That's enough. And the last one is move a country. So it could have been one of them. Avram Avinu could have been Lech Lecha. Just get out of here. Just move from this neighborhood. Anyone who's ever moved. You move from Brooklyn to Lakewood. It's a that's hard enough sometimes, especially when you're younger. I spoke to someone recently who told me, I said, oh, where'd you grow up? Mamash recently, this happened. I said, Shalom Aleichem, I met this person at a wedding. Where'd you grow up? And he I was like, well, I just asked him where he grew up. And then after he told me the thing, I said, oh, now, I didn't tell this to him, but in my head, I'm like, I'm sorry for asking that question. But he said he grew up in this country, and then his father moved to this one, and his parents moved here. And this is what I said to him, just naturally. Naturally, we're schmoozing. He was in like 8 different countries growing up. I said, wow, you must have had, and I said this naturally, it must have been difficult for you, like, socially. He's like, looked back. He's like, how'd you know? Yep. You know, like I spoke to his psychologist. I said, no. I said, I'm not, because it makes sense. If you're a little kid, and you move from one place to another place, you never are able to really establish yourself. So it's enough when you move. It's enough when you move, to a place, a farm. So what does Avram Avinu need all 3 of them? So Abe Plotzker said a gorgeous pshat. Nora said, Avram, very good. Momo, I was Machavin. Avram said a grape shot. What did he say? He said, I hope I get it right. Abe, I hope I get it right. So Abe said, then this is the part we're learning today. You have a bad day. That's why there are weeks. That's why there are months. You're allowed to have a bad day, and you have good days, and you have bad days. When it's a marathon, it's much easier to have your ups and downs, because you could slip and fall, you can get tired, you could take a break. You have a day that you take off to strengthen you. It's Yerida Litzorich Aliyah. You're able, Hashem created the world that there's a time to go to sleep. Why not Hashem? It always bothered me. Why does Hashem create sleep? Such like a weird thing. Especially if you sleep like well. You're sleeping for 8 hours out of your whole life. You're literally, you know, a third of your life or whatever it is. I don't know the math, right? Something like that, a third of your life, you're sleeping. What's the toelis? What's the point that you got to be like, shh? Why does Hashem have to make it like that? It's such a weird. And think about bears, right? I think bears, they sleep for like 6 months. Like what a crazy. It's such a crazy thing. But I think one of the lessons is, and this is what Abe was saying. One of the lessons is that it's not just Hashem could have said just leave your city. He says, no. It's when you're going through nisyonos, you have to realize that there's a longer process to things. Especially when you're younger. When you're younger, you think like when you're going through something, it's like when I tell my kid, now he's getting a little bit older, when I tell my kid like, oh, we're going in 2 hours, it's like, 2 hours? Like it's like a whole world, 2 hours. When you get older, the older you get, by the way, just to tell you, sorry for the bad news, the older you get, the quicker life goes. When you're 6 years old, it's like, wow, a week is my birthday. I can't wait. Like, what's a week? You know what I mean? As you get older, you realize what's a week already. What's 2 weeks? Things go fast. Things go fast. No. No, the pshat's like this. Things go fast. So you realize that, okay, so I had a yirida. So I did something that I didn't want to do. I'm going to get back on the, you're not 90. If you're 90, if I was talking to an old age home and everyone here is, or not in a negative way, if everybody here was 95, I don't know if I could say, you got all the time in the world. I'd be like, whoa, slow down a little bit. Like, I don't know if you have all the time in the world. And then there's probably a lot of regret. You guys are young. You're young. You're very young. Go, Ari.
You always said it.
No. I knew that popped in my head, so I knew someone. Good kasha. Can we leave that to the side? Can we talk about that tomorrow? Great kasha. Good kasha. Ari's asking. See, that's what happens when you come to Ari Garfield and he has a Baruch Shem, a good head. Ari's asking a kasha. I'm going to wrap up with this. Ari's asking a kasha because I say that you never know how old you are. Right, really, because you could be like, oh, I'm 20 years old. I got all the time in my life. But a person doesn't know if he's going to live till 60. That gives him 40 years. And then you have a 40-year-old who lives till 80, so they're really the same age. Crazy. Got that, Doobie? You didn't get that? You have a 20-year-old who lives till 60. So he's got another 40-year-old, 40 years. You're going to have a 40-year-old who lives till 80. So technically, they're the same age in a certain way. So the 20-year-old's like, oh, I got... He's 40. He's an old man. And the 40-year-old's like, huh, this guy's a... So Ari is right. We'll put that on the side. What I'm saying, though, is that, Be'ez Hashem, everyone here, I'm not just going to say, I'll live till 120, because, come on, let's be realistic. Be'ez Hashem, you'll live, you'll live, Be'ez Hashem, to your ripe old 90s, 100, something like that. Everybody here, amen, you'll live. Be'ez Hashem, Be'ez Hashem. And it is important to be aware of the daily, what we have to do. But I think we get robbed from the daily things when we think that what I did right now in my moment, I'm done. Instead of looking at the picture and saying, I have ups and downs. How do I make, as I've always said, when does the day begin for us? At 00000. When it says 000 on that clock, what time is it? 12 o'clock at night, midnight. What does that mean? That means Thursday begins at 00000. So my tomorrow really begins today. My month ahead of me, my week, my Shabbos. Well, we're Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night. Big Hachana, big Leil Shishi. Be'ez Hashem tomorrow night. Why? Why do we do that? Because Shabbos, every day we say, Ayom Yom Shabbos Kodesh. Hayom Yom Rishon LaShabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni LaShabbos. There's a perspective of your life. When you look at your life when you're 19, 20, 21, and you say, I'm in a marathon. I'm not in a sprint. I'm in a marathon, and I got to set myself up for success. You work with yourself. The Yitzhahara wants to get in your head, and he wants to tell you how terrible you are. I have one question for your Yitzhahara. If you're so terrible, what are you doing here listening to this right now? What are you doing here listening to this? Why are you here if you're so terrible? You did an Aveira. The Baal Shem Tov says, the Tzadikim tell us, that more that the Yetzirah wants you to do an Aveira, because it's Ein Tzadik Bar Tzadik Yasa Tov Aliyachta. There are only four people who never did an Aveira. He says, what does the Yetzirah want? The Yetzirah doesn't want you to do an Aveira. He wants you to feel. What he does is he pushes you, like Bracious. What did the Nachash, what did the snake, Bemirma, what did he do? Bearma, what did he do? He pushed, everyone know the story? What did he do? He pushed Chava. How did he get Chava to eat? What did he do? Pushed her into the tree. She touched the tree. And what did he say? Nothing happened. Is that true? He's a liar. So what did he do? You already messed up. So mess up again. That's the Nachash. He pushed. All the Yetzirah does is push you. Ready for this, guys? You hear this? He pushes you. Sorry, I didn't mean to push you like that. He pushes you to do an Aveira. And what does he then say? He pushed you to do the Aveira. And then what does he say? He says, now you're meluchlach. You're dirty. So once you're dirty, then you go and do the Aveira. He doesn't need to work anymore. He's like, I'm out. I did my job. But if he pushes you and you do an Aveira, And then you go ahead and you say, ooh, wait, one second. I'm actually a big tzaddik because I'm back in the Beis Medrash. I'm back in the Beis Medrash the next morning. I did so many averus yesterday, but I'm back in the Beis Medrash. I'm okay. So he pushed me yesterday, but I'm not going to go ahead and do the avera. Again, they asked the kasha, why does it say, lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei nechem? It should be the opposite. It should be, don't look after your eyes, and then your eyes see, and then you get excited in your heart. So why does it say, don't look after your heart, and then after your eyes? It should say, don't look at your eyes, and your eyes will create the desire. So one of the pshatim I heard many years ago, from one of the, it was actually in Mesil Sharm Shir, in a shir like this, many, many years ago in Shayashiv, his name's Eran. Eran, I'll try and tell him, I just told him the pshat. He told me a pshat like this. He says, what happens is, Hashem goes ahead and puts the woman, he puts the Yetzirah in front of you. You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. It's not your fault. He created what he created in 2024. He put that in our face. So it's not telling me, lo sasur achrei einechem. Now, levavchem, now you get the desire, don't look again. Don't look the second time. Is that incredible? It's not the pshat, lo sasur achrei einechem. Sometimes you're in a situation where it's not your fault. You get pushed into the situation that makes you dirty. My avoda, our avoda, is to lift ourselves up. And you can do that when it's a marathon. You could do that with it when it's a marathon. Okay, I think we got to wrap up. Naftali, if it's a quick clarification. That is the tshuva. Wait. That is the tshuva.
Which part?
The tshuva is... I know, Shkoyach Reb Zev, you're a tzaddik. Reb Zev in his humble way went like this. I'll answer in a second. You know what the tshuva is, guys? You know what the tshuva is? Naftali asked a great question. Naftali at tzaddik asked. Naftali Cohen, Cohen at tzaddik. You know what he asked? Naftali, know what he asked? What about the tshuva? The answer is, you know what the answer is? That is the, what? Correct. But before that, no, you're right, Chaim. Not letting, the tshuva is, I'm not going to let the Yetzirah get in my head. I'm going to feel good about myself anyway. I'm going to feel good about myself. I'm going to push myself anyway. I'm going to learn Torah anyway. The Slonimer, I've seen this in the Slonimer, says over from the, I think from the Lechavitcher, also from the Zaydas, he says over that if a person is not able to go and daven to Hashem and learn Torah, even though he feels dirty and disgusting, this is what he says, lo darach. This is the Lashon for the Hebrew guys will like this language. Lo darach al miftan hayahadus. He has not embarked on the the what? The doorstep, but it's called, right, the doorstep, the threshold, thank you. The threshold, thank you, Aryeh. The threshold of Judaism. Judaism teaches us, they say that's the pshat chutz b'yazga, b'ikvus of the Mashiach, chutz b'yazga, that we're going to be so dirty, we're going to be so meluchluch with averus, but no, what we're going to do? We're going to say, it doesn't matter. I'm with you, Hashem. Anachnu avim otcha, ata ohev oti. I love you, you love me. Okay. Exciting day. I like the energy. Great energy. Let's do a halacha in, thank you, Reb Zev. He looks, we did this yesterday. Quickly, page 35, day 8. You're not allowed to talk negatively about someone's family. I heard that so-and-so's parents are dishonest. So-and-so's family is arguing over their father's inheritance. Even though you're not talking about someone specific, it's even worse because you're talking about a whole entire family. Right. We should all be zocha to have an incredible first day of the rest of our life. Go ahead, everybody.